C. Sick and Gone for Power Devices, Part 3, Gone Cascode FETs and EMETs. Which semiconductor is the power powerhouse? In this four-part series, we'll take an in-depth look at the differences between silicon, C, silicon carbide, SiC, and gallium nitride, GaN, to understand which is best for power devices and why. In Part 1, we reviewed electron energy and semiconductors. In Part 2, we looked at legacy silicon devices like the IGBT and the power MOSFET. In Part 3, we'll examine and contrast GaN cascode FETs with GaN enhancement high-mobility electron transistors, EMETs. Gallium nitride GaN FETs. The biggest advantages of GaN are providing better high-frequency and high-voltage performances. This results in developing power device designs that are smaller in size and at a reduced cost. GaN offers characteristics that exceed those possessed by SiC in all major respects, except SiC has a higher thermal conductivity and melting point than GaN. This means SiC is better at operating at higher temperatures than GaN. As we shall see, there are two major approaches to producing GaN power devices, the cascode arrangement and gallium nitride enhancement high electron mobility transistors, GaN EHEMT. Both designs are in use currently. The cascode arrangement will be discussed first. GaN cascode. The word cascode was derived from cascade to cathode. This goes back to the era of vacuum tubes, see figure 19a. This cascode arrangement provided several advantages over the single-stage amplifier, such as better input-output isolation, increased gain, greater bandwidth, and higher input impedance. Figure 19b identifies the control grid anode, plate to cathode, and the heater, filament. The cascode arrangement employs a common cathode circuit that drives a common grid amplifier, figure 19c. The MOSFET equivalent is shown in figure 19d. When we examine the physical and electrical nature of GaN HEMT devices, there is one obvious challenge. A GaN HEMT's natural operation mode is as a depletion mode FET with a natural on state. The VI transfer characteristic curve of a depletion mode FET is shown in figure 20. At issue here is the fact that with a VGS of 0V, the device will pass maximum current. The device is categorized as being normally on. In power applications, this is not acceptable. Negative values of VGS are required to reduce the drain current. The stacked die-cascode package device consists of a normally off low-voltage, low-RDS on silicon MOSFET that is placed in series with the normally on GaN HEMT device. The equivalent circuit of the cascode device is provided in figure 21. The device gate is connected to the gate of the common source input MOSFET. The input MOSFET is constructed from either C or SiC. The gate of the silicon device can tolerate voltages beyond the capabilities of the GaN depletion mode FET. That normally on depletion FET is held off by the non-conducting SiC MOSFET in series. Consequently, the combination behaves like a normally off device. The cascode GaN FET has an effective gate rating of plus or minus 20V, equal to existing silicon superjunction technology, and can be driven by standard cost-effective gate drivers with a simple 0 to 10V or 0 to 12V drive voltage. Yet it maintains the improved voltage blocking characteristics and switching performance of a normally on GaN HEMT. The rise and fall times can be adjusted with resistors in series with the output of the driver. This is sometimes described as making the GaN device tunable. Having a tunable low-voltage MOSFET in series does increase the RDS on and QRR, reverse recovery charge, of a cascode mode device. However, these increases are often minimal when contrasted against the benefits that a robust and reliable insulated, dielectric, gate structure and high-performance body diode bring to GaN HEMT operation. Toshiba announced an improved cascode device on September 30, 2020. The new device is shown in Figure 22. Toshiba's new GaN cascode FET is claimed to be less susceptible to noise, often a source of malfunction, as it has a higher threshold voltage than the PGaN gate found in normally off-HEMT devices. According to Toshiba, it also does not require designated driver integrated circuits. It is normally difficult for this type of cascode configuration to control its switching speed via an external gate resistor. This is because it uses a silicon MOSFET to drive the GaN HEMT. Toshiba solved this by developing a device with direct gate drive, where driver ICs directly drive the GaN HEMT. This supports changes to its switching speed, like silicon power devices, which helps to simplify the overall design of power electronics systems. The new device contributes to stable operation. Specifically, falls on due to voltage changes in the silicon MOSFET from an external source are minimized. This is because the GaN-HEMT gate is controlled independently. Gallium nitride enhancement high electron mobility transistors, GaN-eHEMTs. This structure eliminates the need to employ a cascode arrangement. The basic arrangement of a gallium nitride eHEMT is given in Figure 23. Observe the device sports a heterojunction. A heterojunction is a special type of semiconductor junction that is formed between two different semiconductors. In this instance, different means two semiconductors with different energy band gaps. Aluminum gallium nitride, ALGON, is a semiconductor with a band gap that can be tailored from 3.4 electron volts to 6.2 electron volts. Gallium nitride GaN has a band gap of 3.4 electron volts. At the junction, a two-dimensional electron gas, 2 degrees, is produced. Since it only exists at the interface, it can be thought of as having no height. Hence, it can be viewed as a two-dimensional sheet in three-dimensional space. The electron density is large, and the electrons have high mobility. Observe that we have three terminals, source, gate, and drain. When the gate-to-source voltage is less than the required threshold voltage, the channel is non-conducting, which means the drain current is zero. When the gate-to-source exceeds the threshold voltage, drain current will begin to flow. It follows the square law that occurs in a regular enhancement-only MOSFET. The bias condition is illustrated in Figure 24. Figure 25 illustrates the VI drain characteristic curves for a GaN-eHEMT. High-frequency design printed circuit board layout. Two of the huge advantages of using GaN devices is the improved performance at high frequencies and at high voltages. The frequency and voltage capabilities result in power devices that are smaller in size and at reduced cost. High-frequency capability requires careful printed circuit board design, including power and ground planes, to minimize inductance. The gate drive signals often require tailored attention. Examine Figure 26. The elements incorporated in the GaN-PX package by GaN Systems are indicated in Figure 27. The following keyed comments are to be applied to Figure 27. The GaN on C die is mechanically mounted to the copper base plate. High-temperature fiberglass sheets, with rectangular cutouts, are fit over the die. Copper sheet is patterned and using a laser, vias to the die and through-hole vias to the bottom plate are created. Copper plating is used to fill the vias. The solder mask and product marking are applied. The performance features of the GaN system GaN-PX package are highlighted in Figure 28. The animated process steps may be viewed using the No Sound video below. GaN and topologies. GaN offers the opportunity to create new topologies and enhance existing ones, which in many cases allows the reduction of component counts. This produces an increase in reliability. The bridgeless totem pole topology is now easily enabled with GaN Systems devices. GaN devices have no parasitic BJT or body diode and offer zero reverse recovery charge, QRR. Consequently, designers can implement topologies that take advantage of these characteristics. One of the efficiency limitations for AC offline applications has been the input bridge rectifier. By implementing the bridgeless totem pole architecture, the input bridge rectifier can be eliminated and stages can be combined. In other words, if rectification from the mains can be combined with the PFC, power factor correction, function, then several benefits occur. There is an increase in the overall power converter efficiency by eliminating the forward voltage drop of the bridge rectifier. The GaN FET has no body diode, and this results in zero reverse recovery charge. The GaN FET can operate in the third quadrant. It is reverse conduction capable without the need for an anti-parallel diode. Hence, the external parts count is reduced. In condition A, VGS is positive, as is VDS. Condition B has VGS positive and the drain current reversed, which is no problem for an eHEMT or a MOSFET. C has the eHEMT off and reverse drain current flowing through the device. This condition occurs when we have a synchronous buck inverter and both devices are non-conducting during dead time. GaN reduces losses, increases efficiency, and reduces size. GaN reduces losses, increases efficiency, and reduces size, as less heat sinking is required and the size of magnetics components decreases. In DC-DC designs, especially in the ZVS, zero-volt switched, LLC converter, GaN technology contributes reduced output capacitance, costs, which makes the converter not only easier to achieve ZVS, but also reduces the transformer losses and RMS currents. This translates to smaller magnetics, resulting in higher efficiency typically by 50 to 90%, smaller size, a quarter of the original size in many cases, and higher power density. Consequently, there is an attendant weight reduction. Review and conclusions. Gallium nitride GaN prevails in all major physical respects, except SiC has a higher thermal conductivity and melting point. There are two major implementations of GaN power devices, the cascode arrangement and the enhancement high electron mobility transistors, EHEMT. The term cascode goes all the way back to the ancient days when vacuum tubes reigned supreme. The term is a contraction that refers to cascade to cathode. In the case of GaN power devices, it is a way to modify a normally on GaN device by using a silicon MOSFET in series to produce a combination that behaves like an enhancement FET. The EHEMT devices incorporate a heter junction of aluminum gallium nitride, AlGaN, semiconductor next to gallium nitride, GaN. A heter junction results when semiconductors with different band gaps are placed together. At the junction, a two-dimensional electron gas, 2 degrees, is produced. The gate-to-source voltage controls the drain current and follows a square law relationship. Since the EHEMT devices perform well at high frequencies, careful attention must be used in the design of printed circuit boards. Power and ground planes are noted for possessing low inductance. Layout is critical. However, the device packaging is also a major consideration. GaN Systems has a very low inductance package for its GaN power devices. GaN capabilities foster unique and innovative design approaches. Their efficiency requires less heat sinking with an attendant reduction in both size and weight, exactly what is prescribed for portable and aerospace applications. In our fourth and final installment, we chat with the Chief Technology Officer at Vtex, a Canadian startup that focuses on the drive and control of lightweight electrical vehicles using GaN technology.